From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to Florida today, where he will spotlight an $8 billion initiative to develop high-speed rail service. More than 30 states will receive funds. Florida, Illinois, and California are the big winners so far. Mr. Obama sees the high-speed rail initiative as part of the solution to the nation's energy and transportation problems and a creator of jobs. The Florida trip comes the day after Mr. Obama's first official State of the Union address, which was last night. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that the president told a joint session of Congress that despite hardships, the union is strong.
The president had a difficult job last night. He had to convince middle-class voters who've soured on his agenda that he had a plan to address their top priorities, the economy and jobs. And he had to convince his own party that he wasn't giving up on his ambitious agenda.
We do not give up. We do not quit. We do not allow fear or division to break our spirit. In this new decade, it's time the American people get a government that matches their decency, that embodies their strength.
The president indicated he wasn't giving up on health care reform. He urged Congress not to walk away, especially, he said, when we are so close. But he didn't say how he plans to pass it now that Democrats have lost their filibuster-proof majority. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell responded to the State of the Union message for the Republicans. He was unimpressed by the Obama administration's attempts to right the economy and boost employment.
Last year, we were told that massive new federal spending would create more jobs immediately and hold unemployment below 8%. In the past year, more than 3 million people have lost their jobs, and yet the Democratic Congress continues deficit spending, adding to the bureaucracy, and increasing the national debt on our children and our grandchildren.
McDonnell said a proposed partial freeze on discretionary federal spending is a good but just a small step to control national debt and budget deficits. Cities in four Sunbelt states had the list of the top 20 foreclosure rates last year. Danielle Carson has details on new figures from the online database company RealtyTrack.
Las Vegas, Phoenix, Cape Coral, Florida, and Merced, California. Those cities posted the highest foreclosure rates in the country last year, and the foreclosure crisis is spreading into so-called secondary markets. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga blames the economic downturn.
Places like Honolulu and Minneapolis and Seattle, as we see unemployment spread, we're seeing foreclosures spread into markets previously unaffected.
Sharga says there's a backlog of more than 5 million delinquent loans on lenders' books. He expects a long, slow, flat recovery. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Stock markets in Asia closed higher today on news that U.S. interest rates will not be going up. This is NPR News. Toyota says it is extending a recall of cars with potentially dangerous accelerator pedal problems to Europe. The big Japanese carmaker says it is unsure how many vehicles will be affected there. Toyota has stopped production at six U.S. plants, stopped sales of eight popular models in the U.S., and recalled millions of cars already sold because accelerators might become jammed in an open position. After nearly 12 days of testimony, there is a break in the first federal trial testing whether states may ban same-sex marriage. Here's NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.
Chief U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker heard testimony with on a jury on the constitutionality of the voter-approved Proposition 8, which banned gay marriage almost 2 years ago. Defenders of Prop 8 testified that marriage should be restricted to heterosexual couples because procreation is a primary purpose of their union. Opponents of the ban say it discriminates against same-sex couples who have a fundamental right to choose and marry their partners. Judge Walker gave lawyers for both sides until February 26th to file post-trial documents, at which time he will schedule closing arguments. Judge Walker's decision is not expected for several weeks after that. Whatever his ruling, everyone expects the case will eventually move to the U.S. Supreme Court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The flight recorders from an Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed off the coast of Lebanon 2 days ago have been located, but they have not yet been retrieved. Police in Belgium say the death toll in the collapse of an apartment block in Liège has now risen to 9. And Ford Motor Company is reporting its first full-year profit since 2005. It made a profit last year. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.